Welcome back to the Crypto 101 podcast presented by Gemini, your bridge to the future of money, and a special rundown. It's Meme Coin Mania. We've got Brian, we've got Joe, and let me tell you folks, 1 week ago, we had the Prepare for October live stream, and all of you that tuned in know that if you were there, you were prepared. What a week. October is so fully underway. So fully underway, guys, that you guys noticed it. Where's TiVo? Why is he at his desk? Where could he be? And I'll tell you where I am. I am in the world fabulous Las Vegas, atop the Vegas' newest hotel, the Fountain Blue. We're looking at the skyline. We're celebrating October. Why? Because we're prepared. Because we subscribe to the Crypto 101 podcast. We subscribe to Crypt Nation. We subscribe to Crypto Moneymakers. So we have all the information we need in education to know that we were ready for this pump. And we're celebrating this week because we were spot on. Boys, welcome to the show. Brian, how excited are you to be up? The last week, we're like, prepare for October. And then we're ripping.
Yeah, man. I'm booed up as always, but this is for good reason right now. And, you know, I heard the shout out to Gemini. I mean, don't hate that. Don't hate it.
No, you can't. I mean, dude, they piled on. They knew that Crypto 101 was getting ready for October. They wanted to be a part of it, and they're coming along for the ride. But Joe, so much in the market. And again, guys, later in the show, we're covering the news, tons of price action on all the blue chips and the big stuff. But you're going to want to stick around for later in the show. We're deep diving into the trenches. Tons of wins from the Momentum Moneymakers communities. Everything from Aster to Pudgy Penguin news. I think there's some Crypto Punk news. Stuff that you've heard on the show, again, that's been a part of the community for the last couple weeks, is now coming to fruition. And so that's why you tune into these shows, and that's why you want to belong to this community, because we're giving out alpha going back 2, 3, 5, 6 weeks, and now it's coming true. So that's why you're here. So Joe, how excited are you to be here with us on a Friday?
Super excited. Nowhere else I'd rather be. We had some, well, Brian had some bangers, some 5-10Xs even before October. I'm excited to dive into those.
Yeah. I get you guys. Guy, the whole team's been on fire. I'm so glad we got Rohit on last week too, because he's had some winners. And I know you guys are crushing it. Brendan's crushing it with the TA. But without further ado, let's jump into it. So I'm going to pull up just some coin market cap. Brian, speak to the. It's not a chart, I guess, in general. If you want to pull anything specific, I'm just going to hand off the reins to you and talk through the people what you're seeing. Because wow, what a week we're looking. You can look at the 7-day. So again, we were on with you guys a week ago, preparing, saying prepare for October. 12% for Bitcoin, 12% for ETH, 22% for BNB, 16% for Solana. So again, before we dive into the smaller stuff, and not smaller in the sense of gains, but the micro caps and the meme coins, before we get into the trenches, Brian, what are you seeing on a macro scale here?
I mean, my 5-year-old could probably break it down just as good as I could, because we are in the green across the board, double digits for the week. And just like you said, man, I tune into the other rundowns. I know what I was expecting, and I was expecting in October. October 1st comes around. It's the best performing month for Bitcoin, for crypto assets. I think on average a 29% increase. If you're following the show, if you're following us, we all knew this was going to happen. Even September wasn't even that bad of a month. It was just a little red. And now we're into October. Things are absolutely ripping. Everything we've been saying over the past few months is coming to fruition. And Bitcoin, $1.22, Ethereum over 4,500, Solana 232, the new darling in the majors, Binance. I mean, it's been around forever, but that's closing in on $1,200. This is 2017 all over again, when you just have to point, click, and shoot, and you're going to get a winner, it feels like. But the majors are alive. The fear and greed at 57, man, it feels like it should be like an 87, if you ask me. I feel greedy.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is starting to feel a little frothy here, and I think that's fair enough to say for, you know, all the listeners that come in week over week, so they've rode with us on the way up. Is like, it did kind of feel like one of these weeks where every single day, click after click after click, each day was just higher. And again, by no means, I think this is over, right? We're gearing into Q4. We kind of teed it up last week. If you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to the Prepare for October to get that full view of how we're looking into the end of the year. But we've been watching that Feared and Greed Index for a month now, and it's been teetering on, about to drip into fear. I think we even kissed fear a couple weeks ago. So now we're on the other side of that. We're about to kiss greed. So it is an interesting setup. Any macro thoughts for you, Joe?
Yeah, click on the altcoin index right there, where it says 68 to 100, and this is,
oh yeah, there we go.
Yep, right in the middle there. And the reason that we're super excited on this side of the world is because we have a clear altcoin season. And, you know, we caught a lot of the winners. So we're seeing a lot of rotation plays, which I'm super excited about.
Yeah. And again, if you go down here in the bottom left, I'll scroll down. But like the yearly high, again, to a year ago was an 87 back in December of 24. So again, heating up, but not quite there yet. Again, and sometimes that last, you know, even if you could be over, you know, overbought or a little bit greedy, sometimes that last 20% of the greed is where you find the most gains. So again, that's why you want to be here. If you're not subscribed, bottom right, hit that. Give this video a like if you're enjoying the Friday rundown with all the momentum. I think we just want to look in, because I know we like to look with this with you, Brian, is the, I have put it right here, the ETFs. Let's see what's going on with the Bitcoin ETF. I can share this tab if you want to talk to it and then move us over to Ethereum. I can click that tab as well. All right, Crypt Nation fam, let's pause for 1 second and talk about an important issue going on right now, and that's SIM swap attacks. SIM swap attacks are becoming a serious threat, especially in crypto. If someone gets control of your phone number, they can access your bank accounts, your exchanges, emails, and even your private messages. That's why the Crypto 101 podcast is partnered with Afani. It's America's most secure mobile service, offering a guaranteed protection against SIM swaps with added privacy. Since launching, not one single Afani user has ever been SIM swapped. And for some reason, if it ever does happen, you're backed by up to $5 million in insurance against financial losses. This is literally why we chose to partner with them. It is our favorite thing about Afani is the insurance policy of up to $5 million if it does happen to you. Afani runs on either AT&T or the Verizon network, and you get to choose which one. There are no contracts, and it is super easy and seamless to sign up. You also get a 60-day money-back guarantee, so there's zero risk in trying it out. Right now, for our listeners, you get $99 off when you sign up at afani.com/crypto101. That's afani.com/crypto101, or check the show notes below for a link. These days, your phone number is probably more valuable than your social security number, so make sure it's protected with Afani. All right, Crypt Nation fam, are you interested in effortlessly growing your Bitcoin portfolio? Because I know I am. The Bitcoin credit card by Gemini earns you Bitcoin back on every purchase. Use it like any credit card. You buy lunch, you get gas, any of your weekly grocery expenses, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight into your account. All that with no annual fee. And right now, you can grab $200 of Bitcoin. That's right, a $200 Bitcoin welcome bonus with the Gemini credit card. It is the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stack. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. See the link in the description for more information regarding rates and fees. If you have been considering futures trading, now might be the time to take a closer look. The futures market has seen increased activity recently, and Plus 500 Futures offers a straightforward entry point. The platform provides access to major instruments, including the S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, natural gas, and other key markets across equity indices like energy, metals, Forex, and crypto. Their interface is designed for accessibility. You can monitor and execute trades from your phone with a $100 minimum deposit. Once your account is open, potential trades can be executed in 2 clicks. For those who prefer to practice first, Plus 500 offers an unlimited demo account with full charting and analytical tools. No risk involved while you familiarize yourself with the platform. The company has been operating in the trading space for over 20 years. Download the Plus 500 app today. Trading in futures involves a risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
Yeah, I mean, they're absolutely cooking. Both the ETF, I think we're at like $2 billion over the past couple of days of like cumulative like ETF inflows positive into Bitcoin and Ethereum. As you can see on the screen here, over $600 million on October 1st into the BTF, Bitcoin ETF. And I think Ethereum's right around, you can toggle that all ETFs in the upper left-hand corner center. And we can see just kind of, we're close to $1 billion in one day. I think since October 1st, we're closing in on $2 billion. I just want this to be said. I know I talk meme coins and NFTs all the time. Joe and I have been talking about all-time high. This is when we were down in the dumps, when we were getting liquidated in perps. Mm-hmm. I was saying we are going to hit a Bitcoin all-time high over $1.30 by Halloween. Still sticking to that. We might hit it over the next couple of weeks, but there's so many reasons to be bullish. And one of the biggest and best indicators, in my opinion, is where's institutional money flowing? Well, there's $2 billion reasons why we should be bullish for October. Literally, we flipped the calendar over and, you know, institutions started buying. They're all back from the Hamptons. Kids are back in school. We're all locked in. And I'll say it time and time again, say it on every rundown. It's the time to start paying attention because this is the tip of the iceberg, in my opinion. We're starting to see it pick up. We're starting to see the momentum. But I think it can get very, very interesting. When we start to feel a little bit more fearful is when I'm talking to my grandmother over Thanksgiving and telling her to mortgage her house and buy Bitcoin. I don't think we're there yet. I think this is just getting the party going.
I did have a friend who's not in crypto at all and has no expertise or knowledge around anyone. I did get one of those texts. What do you think about XRP? So that was a little bit of a flag. It's like, all right, who's he talking to at the water jug that's getting him excited about XRP? And we always joke of how is XRP always the first thing that non-crypto people find? But that is, you know, again, the early stages of if you have a couple more of those, then you probably want to be a little bit more wearier, especially when your grandma calls. I remember, what is it, the last time we kind of had that local top, my mom even kind of mentioned, she's like, hey, could you show me how to buy some of that Bitcoin you talked about for the last 5 years? I'm like, yeah, sure. I was like, sell, boys, sell.
I have a for real top signal indicator. And this is when I started with the boys about 2 years ago with Crypto 101. I remember telling Bryce this. I was like, when my dad hits me up and asks me if he should buy Bitcoin, we have to exit all positions.
Yeah.
It's been so, and he knows I work in the industry. He knows I'm super bullish on it. But for some reason, he is the biggest top signal indicator. But hey, if you're on the rundowns, if you follow our private communities, I will absolutely flag when Gary McNutt hits us up and asks us to buy Bitcoin because I am hitting the sell button. But he did. Yeah. He has not done that.
No, we all have it. And again, that's what the fun part of these shows is. Again, we give you the macro view of everything, but we'll give you our little personal tidbits as well, which is super fun. And I think really over the last 6 weeks, let's call it 6 to 8 weeks, because there is if you do zoom out, we have been in a big range specifically for Bitcoin, right? At this 100 to 120 level, a larger range that we've been kind of range bound in. And I think it's been really fun because these rundown episodes over that time period have been very exciting. We've been super bullish on them. They've been super fun because there's been so much information around regulation, around all these huge, you know, investors wanting to get involved. And again, I think the regulation thing's been the biggest piece of everybody getting involved. And then kind of like with all the bullish information after a couple months, people are like, well, where's the price action? Where's the price action after all the regulations and all the institutions? Where's the price action? And I do wonder if now's the time that we're truly going to see that come to fruition, break out of this range and start to march higher as we're in October and into Q4, like we've talked about. And I'll tell you this, boys, you want to do as they do, not as they necessarily say, because this week, my favorite piece of news was Jamie Dimon apparently loves Bitcoin. So Jamie Dimon has no shame sitting up on these panels and telling you that Bitcoin's for criminals and Bitcoin's fraud, Bitcoin's a pet rock. And now we've got JP Morgan analysts saying that it's undervalued versus gold, significant upside ahead to 165K. And so like, I understand that JP Morgan's a big company. We're obviously being a little, you know, facetious and funny saying that JP Dimon, you know, loves Bitcoin. But it is interesting as one of the largest financial figureheads, I think, in the world to have such a big stance against Bitcoin over the last, you know, 5+ years. And now his analysts are calling significant upside to 165K. It's like there is a little bit of an uneven balance there. You could be neutral to an asset, but I feel like he's been so negative that it is interesting when, you know, his analysts are giving undervalued versus gold 165 price targets.
Absolutely. That could be the sell signal when Jamie Dimon himself comes out and says he loves Bitcoin.
He's the most famous banker of all time, and he's done a great job with JP Morgan. Can't knock him, but he's got it wrong with Bitcoin. Well, I don't even know if he says he's got his long-term his view in the past is wrong, but you know, he's putting his money where his mouth is right now. They're calling it undervalued to gold, and he's exactly right there.
Yeah, there is like possibly a little, I guess, arbitrage trade against, you know, the move in gold recently to Bitcoin if you're into that type of stuff. And I'll say this, we talk about the betting markets a lot, and we're going to cover that later in the show. If there was a bet of Jamie Dimon to be Satoshi, the creator of Bitcoin, and it would be at like 0.00001%, I'd put a couple bucks on it. Why not, right? That's a fun little play. I can't wait for the discovery of Jamie Dimon's Bitcoin wallet, and he's like a top 20 holder after all the years of trashing it. But overall, guys, it's Friday. It's fun, and we're having fun, and the price action's so good. But, you know, today after you guys are done work, don't forget to say a couple prayers for the Bears. We got to pray for the shorts right now. $100 million in Bitcoin and Ethereum shorts were liquidated in an hour today, and that's just showing you the breakneck speed. These are huge market caps that are rising very quickly, and the Bears are getting caught in it. So thoughts, you know, like Brian, you said, you know, for the perps, you got liquidated on the downside. You know, I don't know. The Bears might have not have prayed for you, but I think we should, you know, reciprocate in prayers for the Bears today.
Hell yeah, man. Last stand for the Bears. I'll tell you what, it's big game hunting, and we're going hunting for Bears, and it's happening. The Bulls are taking over, and we're absolutely here for it.
Yeah. Any prayers for the Bears over there, Joe?
No prayers for the Bears. You picked the wrong side.
Ruthless. I'll tell you what, this might be some prayers answered for our friend of the program, Michael Saylor. It looks like possibly there's some type of tax loophole that these Bitcoin strategy companies could find. Brian, I think you put the link in here. Was there any details around this?
Yeah, it's an exemption of 15% of corporate tax. It's billions and billions of dollars. And the strategy stock obviously surged. If there's a guy running hot right now, it's Michael Saylor in the strategy stock. I don't have any exposure to the stock, but that's massive. And that's just another reason to realize why we're probably still continuing to go up. There's these treasury asset companies, there's strategies, the Michael Saylors of the world. Now they're getting a 15% corporate tax exemption, and it's massive, massive savings.
Yeah, and the interesting part of that is now that if that's out in the open and true and verifiable and all these companies, there's other companies can participate in it. And so, you know, they have their quants in the corner of the office computating all these things. Could this be another reason for more people to put Bitcoin on their balance sheet? Again, you're not necessarily going to go all the way in like Saylor and Strategy and some others. But like, hey, if there's this 15%, again, the word arbitrage comes to mind of like, well, should we sit in cash? Should we delegate this to Bitcoin? Because if you add in the 15% tax savings plus the gains, like what could that equal? It kind of opens the door for more Bitcoin on people's balance sheets, I think. And then again, just more bullish news in the sector, things that we've talked about on the show a lot. We're seeing some movement around some staking for the BlackRock ETH ETF, and then that would obviously clear the ways for others as well. I mean, BlackRock's been all over this thing. Obviously, you have to credit Grayscale and even Ripple for leading the charge for a lot of the early kind of regulation around these ETFs. But I feel like since the green light has come on, and a great strategy by Larry Fink over at BlackRock, have other people pay the lawyers to clear the runway, and then you kind of come in and absolutely dominate the space. But I think staking's been something that we've really been waiting for, because in my mind, if this happens, it obviously becomes more attractive to people, and then maybe it creates that flywheel like we talked about with whether it's wrecked drinks or these other meme coins. It creates that flywheel of you're getting staking rewards and just reinvesting. But I think there's a lot of funds out there that are dividend funds. And I do wonder if this gets passed. I don't think it'll be soon, but we always talk about all this stuff that gets approved. Some of these, you know, larger funds, they have to wait 6 months, a year, whatever, to get the performance before they can actually invest. But would it be something where these dividend-only funds can get started getting invested in percentages of Ethereum, Solana, and others? So I think that's super exciting. I didn't know if you guys had any other thoughts on it.
Yeah, I'll jump in here. I think this is actually going a little under the radar, just with all the bullish news, as always, that this isn't like a mom and pop shop offering a staking for Ethereum in these Ethereum ETFs. This is BlackRock, one of the largest financial institutions in the world, and they're going to turn the staking button on, and this passive return, this passive yield is going to catch a lot of people's eyes. And I do think that ETH is absolutely going to go through the roof when this happens. I'm a big fan of, we're all a big fan of Tom Lee and BMNR and what they're doing. And with this addition of staking, it's just going to melt our faces. And I think this is huge. And I see this tweet. This is not verified by any means. I kind of just pulled a tweet, but it says it could be probably approved and launched in October. That feels a little soon, but if that happens, that would
I'd say I'm rooting for it. Yeah, we yield on the side of caution with these until I see James Seyfarth or Eric B. tweet this from Bloomberg through the terminal. You definitely want to be wary of those. But I think as we've covered on the show, of all these ETFs that are backlogged and the communication from the SEC to these ETF filers has been constant. And you've had the SEC chair saying things like crypto's my number one priority. So again, if you're a betting man, you know that this is coming down the pipeline. You just don't know exactly when. But I agree with you. I think the staking thing is something that was super people wanted like right away when these ETFs went live, especially with Ethereum, because that's part of the attraction to Ethereum is the staking reward. And then people are like, oh, like they're kind of forgetting about it because now we're about to approve what it was that we showed on the show a couple weeks ago. It was like the 2x altcoin season ETF. There's so much news right now that it's definitely getting buried kind of under the radar. But I do want to give a shout out to the community. We're going to do perps next, Joe, so prepare for that. But shout out to everybody who's tuning in on a Friday. Noah, Fitz, we've got Grant, Baylor Bears here, and an absolute legend. Josh is here. Noah Blue's here. And thank you, Ryan Boylan. Ryan Boylan with a super chat. That guy comes in every once in a while and gives us a super chat. Really, really appreciate you. And we'll do some questions at the end if we have time. Ryan, you'll be first up. But Joe, the perps, we're seeing a ton of action in the perps market. $1 trillion in a month was what you sent over. You want to break that down for us?
Yeah, it hit headlines today, actually. Over $1 trillion in open interest on Perpetua DEXs, which is nothing new in TradFi. But because, you know, there's two platforms that reign supreme, Hyperliquid and, of course, our favorite here, Aster. What most don't know is that Aster has dethroned Hyperliquid for the $1 trillion in volume. They conducted over $490 billion worth of open interest. What that means is that they're the de facto number one perps platform, and that's in, 3 weeks' time from when they launched? So just a crazy amount of volume happening in the perps world, and just super excited that we're able to share that win with the community. We'll double-click on that in the future, but just, perps helps exchanges to make a lot of money, and a lot of that's flowing back to the retail investors through airdrops, through Hyperliquid, and potentially to Aster. So if you want to learn about how to get some of those airdrops, then make sure you talk to us because Brian's the de facto expert there.
Yeah, and all the more reason to be a part of the community and keep coming back is to get the individual expertise of each person. But I do know that there was a lot of people making a lot of money on something that a lot of people didn't see coming. Perps and futures, you're trying to predict what's coming. I don't think anybody saw this coming. Naval, a big person in the space on Twitter tweeted out this about Zcash. Brian, can you break this down? Who tweeted it? What is Zcash? Because there's probably some listeners out there that do not know what it is. And then we'll go into the price action that it caused. But man, what a face ripper.
Yeah, Zcash is, I think ZC is the token. This is an oldie but a goodie from back in the day. It's a privacy coin. That's something they've always kind of coined themselves as. And it's been dead for quite some time. I remember back in years ago, I was real big into privacy coins and Zcash and what they were building. And then just all of a sudden, I was just, cruising on the charts like I do every day. And I just see a God candle for Zcash. I'm like, did the United States government just adopt Zcash? What happened? And it goes to show you that he tweeted it out. He said, Bitcoin is insurance against fiat, which is a great point. And Zcash is insurance against Bitcoin. And it absolutely fired off. We haven't seen a move like that for quite some time. But I think this is a good thing to kind of just point out that even some of those dead altcoins from back in the day, in the right parameters, the right tweet can still move violently. And Zcash is doing that right now.
Yeah, there was not this year. We had like that dinosaur pump where it was, you know, 2 weeks of all the oldies but goodies, XRP leading the way, XLM, you know, just absolutely rocketing. So 7 day move, 150%, 1 year move, 227%. I'm sorry, 1 month, 220%, and 1 year, 400%. So if you were a Zcash rider, you know, hey, congratulations. Not something that I think we had definitely on our show, but you know, hey, that's what makes a market. All time, though. See, here's where you got to go and learn a little bit here, folks. All time down 96%. That's unbelievable.
Still getting smoked. It was such a meta back in the day that people were buying this for like $400, $300 a coin, and we thought it was going to be the privacy coin of the future. I thought it was dead, but he tweeted it out and revived it.
Yeah, I mean, wow, you're still 200% off of some of these. Not even highs, but man, going back to 2018 there. So again, I think we want to, you know, preface this isn't personal financial advice by any means. You got to do your own research. Oh, this is something fun to track, but be careful out there with Zcash. Kind of moving along, something that is more in our wheelhouse, guys. Before we do that, just to preface that Brian and Joe, they lead the Momentum Moneymakers community. You've seen them on the show. They've been giving out tons and tons and tons of kind of picks and guidance and education over the last 6 weeks. And we've had them on the show kind of describing how they give out their picks, what goes into it. And they've had some absolute monster winners. And we're going to cover that now. So if you hear something you like and you want more access to be able to get their first alerts to get on some of these projects, go in the description below. I put the first link there for you. It's a $1 trial for their community, for Momentum Moneymakers, and you're going to get tons of alpha first alerts for exactly what we're about to talk about, because, man, they've had some absolute winners. The first one we covered on the show a little bit ago, Aster. I'm going to bring up the chart, but I know we had a huge pump. You guys nailed it, and then we kind of came on and said, hey, you know, this was a huge move. Maybe be careful here, but you know, what's been the update, kind of what you've given inside the community and up to this point since the last time we talked about it?
Yeah, Aster had some consolidation. A lot of people thought that hype would just reclaim the throne immediately, but Aster has really held strong. They, as you saw, they were the number one most traded in terms of per volume above Hyperliquid in the CoinDesk news article. So they are roaring back near all-time highs. And we believe this still has some room to grow, maybe 2-3x from here, because the Binance ecosystem where Aster is absolutely on fire right now. So we're talking not just utility platform tokens like Aster, but meme coins and other assets all around. So things are moving over there. If you guys want to know what's moving in Binance, definitely check us out, because we go into it more in depth.
Yeah, Joe, anything to add on Aster? You guys kind of guide me here through this sheet for the win section, and I'll kind of just be your producer.
Yeah, Aster, you know, is essentially the Hyperliquid for Binance. I got liquidated a week ago on it, so it works, let me tell you. I was trying to catch the bottom, but they had a season one airdrop, I believe, and now they're coming to season two. I think that snapshot just closed. But just like Joe said, Aster's on Binance, CZ's out there tweeting meme coins, talking about Aster, and it's starting to run. And it just gives me vibes of 2017 all over again. And I do think this could go higher. I have small exposure to it, nothing crazy, because I don't know how many more billions it could actually add. But super interesting product. Perps is a super interesting. People love to, you know, try to catch the bottom and put 10x, 20x, 50x, 100x longs in. And Aster's, you have the ability to do it on Binance. But when we really talk about wins, we had some other killer calls. Bring up Punkster or Punk Strategy. Not Punkster. Punk Strategy is, and Joe knows a ton about this as well. It's an NFT. We talked about it in the last rundown. It's NFT strategies. They buy the crypto punks. They list them at 1.2x of the floor. When they sell, it goes and buys back and burns the token. We called this, I think the range was between 12 and 15 million when I made the newsletter. It might have got to like 20 million by the time if you were really late getting to it. But 2 weeks ago, super early, like the bottom of that arc. And I remember doing the newsletter and I was like, this feels like this is going to go high. I even remember telling Joe, I was like, this could go 100 million or higher, man. And I still think it has room to grow. They've sold two punks up to this date, burned and buyback. It is a unique, it revived NFTs. Now there's all these other NFT strategies, the Burbs NFT strategies, the CryptoToads NFT strategies. Bodago's just released one. We're seeing more copycats to this strategy, and the market loves it right now. And what are we trading at? 140 million market cap. We called it at 15. So a quick 10x in less than 2 weeks. And one that I was pretty confident about. I forget exactly what we graded it as, but I liked it. I remember telling our community I liked it a lot. Joe, any thoughts on these strategy coins?
I think the native crypto folks really love it because they have not seen a ton of action in NFTs. So there's a big community of NFT members who still hold and trade them. About $5 billion is the market cap of NFTs right now. And a lot of people think that it could flow over to the token strategy. So 5 billion compared to, what is it, 140 million market cap right now. People think it has a lot of room to run. So when Brian said it has a lot of room to run, when he caught it at 15, and even at 100, you caught it at 100, Brian, that has room to run. I didn't really see it until I dive deep. And that's what we do here. We take a look at where the momentum's going, but we don't leave you there just for like a, you know, a single. We try to stay for the double and the home run. I mean, you pretty much hit a grand slam with a 10x. I don't know how much more upside we could get from there, but
yeah,
if we could do it for you guys, we will do it. So just know that if you're getting in here, it's kind of at the tippity top at this current cycle, but it doesn't mean it can't get higher, because we're right now we're seeing even more talks of it at this current 100 million mark than it was on the lead up. So the hype's not over by any means.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For sure. And again, it's just it's a testament to you guys and the deep dive and the research and being in the trenches. And it is the second time we mentioned it on this show. So you did have a chance to kind of not get the full 10x, but you could have rode up for a little bit even just watching this. But I'm telling you, if you want those first alerts and getting those cusp score grades from Brian and Joe, again, in the description, $1 trial. You literally have nothing to lose. It's a dollar. Go down, give it a try. October's here. There's a ton of momentum. So get the right education and team and community around you and give it a try. Let's see. You got a couple other winners here we can hit quickly. What is it? OBEX?
OBEX, yeah, this is one Joe and I really loved as well. I think we called it in the community right around 200K, so at least a 5X. It went up. It's a million, and this was right around the same time we called Punk Strategy, maybe earlier. This was last week, so a week, a quick 5X. Again, another one that we Joe and I both really liked. It started to circulate around crypto Twitter and some other alpha groups, and we just liked it. It's really the integration of AI, robotics, and crypto. The dev who's based in Malaysia has kind of been updating us every single day of exactly what he's building. The OBEX holders, I bought Punk Strategy in OBEX a couple days after our call. I just was like, yeah, I'm going to get some exposure. And I haven't sold a token yet. That's not financial advice for anyone. But this feels like it's either a 0 or a 10 or 20X still built in it. The why it could go to 0 is that, you know, we don't know who the dev is. You know, there's a whole bunch of like founder or dev issues there. But he's constantly been updating. I love the AI robotics play of this. I love low market cap opportunities, because in $1 million market cap feels very, very low. There's volatility on the downside, but the risk or the reward upside is better than ever, in my opinion. The chart looks great. So I wouldn't tell everyone to just go and ape into it, but I'm kind of like settled myself in that I think this is going higher. I'm willing to lose on it, or at least, you know, I pulled my initials out, but I'm willing to lose the profit on it because I think there's an opportunity for this to continue to grind higher. As you can tell, the chart looks prime.
Yeah, definitely hammer home that, you know, again, not personal financial advice, but these are low caps. So you're swimming in deep water here if you don't know what you're doing. But just trying to give you guys a different edge, a different side of the show. That's why we bring on Brian and Joe. Man, I'm rhyming today like a rapper. I've been on fire. Yeah. Anything else you guys want to hit before we move on?
Nah, we got a couple more wins there we can just highlight and then get into the meat.
Sure. Hydrix.
Kind of very similar story. Call, right? I think this was actually last week. So this is 7 days out. So that was at $3 million market cap. I remember it vividly. And now it's at 14, 15. So another really quick 5X. This is essentially a base token that's doing what Aerodrome does. I'm a huge fan of Aerodrome. Been on the record for years about how much I love Aerodrome and its DEX and what they're doing. Hydrex is very similar. They're trying to kind of compete with that. And it just felt way undervalued. Joe and I kind of collabed about some of these tokens early on. And we were like, hey, we like this Hydrex for a lot of reasons as well. You know, there's always a little bit of choppiness, low market caps, but, you know, it started to catch some steam. And I threw it on the chart today because I was doing some review of some of our past calls. And again, it's just like a candle straight up. I was like, the cat's out of the bag maybe on this one. But again, great for the community. I could imagine this correcting because nothing goes up in a straight line. And that looks like that's
That's a hockey stick if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, that makes me a little concerned. So if you're in this, I might peel a little bit of profit off. Again, not financial advice. That's what I would do. But, I still think there's a place where this continue to grow. But that is a massive green candle up. But huge win for anybody that tailed.
Yeah, no, again, another great call. And then one final one was it Tibber? I like that.
Yeah, Tibber. Yeah, Tibber, rip it backwards by good old Mickey, who's a OG punk holder, VC guy, big name company in the crypto space. And there was speculation forever. We call this, Joe, I don't even remember what we call this, under $100 million market cap. And the whole thesis behind it was this is Ribbit Capital, but it's just spelled backwards. I think we talked about it on the rundown in the past. There are just so many signs to this being connected to Ribbit Capital. And it has been one of the comfiest coins to just sit in, watch, and wait. Because the team behind it, what they're trying to build, it's found on, I remember this. This is the CryptoPunk AI autonomous agent that went and bought a CryptoPunk. They had to manually push the transaction through, but it bought the clown haired CryptoPunk, doing some unique things in the space. Just another huge win. It hit an all time high of 300 million. I'm buddies with Tyler here. Great content as well. And he's been in it for quite some time. I've been holding my bag for some time. It's Ribbit Capital backwards, and it's a autonomous agent doing some big things in the space, and another huge win for the community. And I think it was mentioned on these rundowns like two or three times. So even more reason to be tuning into these rundowns because literally we're just leaking this alpha.
Yeah. Go ahead, Joe.
There was one note I wanted to point out for everyone is that there's something for everyone. Like all these wins that we had wasn't like specifically by design, but if you take a look at it, Aster's on Binance, Punkster's on Ethereum, Obex is on Solana, and then Tibber and Hydrix on Base. So we try to go deep into the rabbit hole of every chain as much as we can. And we have a team that helps us, and not a lot of people can do that. So there's always action at one of the hot tables in Vegas, since you're in Vegas, Evo. There might not be action in the craps table that's losing over there, but there's a craps table cheering their ass off on the other side of the room. And you're like, I want in on that table.
It's a great analogy. And you really can't, like you just said, you guys even have a team and you guys are in the trenches. That's what, you know, your program is all about. But it's also kind of a testament to, you know, that great analogy of the craps tables cheering over there while everybody's losing their money over here. It's staying educated, it's staying up to date. That's why, again, yeah, we're leaking alpha on these shows because we want them to be good shows. But all more importantly, if you want that first alert, if you're somebody who's getting into these markets and, again, trying to get that edge, that's what the community's for. And again, last time I'll say it, dollar trial in the description below. I'll probably reference it one more time at the end of the show. But dollar trial, go check it out. And if you want more access to Brian Joe and get those first alerts because they are crushing. And then again, thanks to everybody who's in the live. Toss it a like if you're still here. It's Friday. We're rocking. We've got tons of more news as we go into the second half of the show. Polymarket, here we go. Polymarket's going to launch, relaunch, I guess, because it got shut down at one point. But it's going to launch in the U.S. within days. We've been predicting this, pun intended, because obviously with one of the Trump sons, I think it was it Eric Trump or Don, one of them got involved on the board, I believe, of Polymarket. So once that happens, you know that they're getting their license because Kalshi is also operating and there's all these other ones that are operating. So it's not fair not to have Polymarket. So they're coming on board. And again, it's something that we're going to keep referencing because number one, it's fun. But number two, it's where you can gather information to make make some ideas and make some trades and get your information on just the world and the markets. And I'll tell you what, fellas, I actually had a I should have put it in our group chat with Cayman, but I was on Polymarket and I just randomly caught odds of Nike earnings to beat. It was like, will Nike beat earnings? And it was like 85% yes. And it caught my eye. I was like, man, Nike's the stock's been getting like just absolutely crapped on recently. And oh, Nike's dead. There's Hoka and Brooks and all these other, you know, brands that are taking over the space. And I'm like, yeah, everybody on TV just says sell Nike, sell, sell, sell. And I thought I caught my eye like, wow, there's a lot of people planning on like a little. And you don't know, just because Nike would beat earnings doesn't mean that the stock's going to go up. But I was like, okay, well, if I play the yes, you know, you're only getting 20 cents on the dollar. I was like, well, what if I take a couple $100 and buy like a short dated option just to play this? And so I did it and it ended up working. Nike beat and then the stock popped 5%. But with the options, it ended up being like a 40, 50% win on a couple $100 bet. And so, again, using information you found on Polymarket, you might be a little too late to that trade per se, but then take that information and, you know, plan a different trade around it in the markets. And so, again, a very, very small win, but I thought that was a fun, like, man, this is how you could use that information.
I wish I got that tax. Not going to lie.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, all right, yeah, 40% gain compared to the 20 and 10Xers you're giving the community. Baby, baby dollars we're talking about, my man. But let's take a look. We'll take a look at some Bitcoin October predictions. And again, this is just people betting where the price is going to go. So you can see the bears are in shambles because the market sees the price going higher. We're talking flip of a coin here, 50-50 odds basically for 130 or above. And then you go down to, you know, the other side of 112 is going to go down 30%, 114, 40%. So maybe a little retracement there. But I think from this, you can tell that the market's definitely leveraging higher.
I would hammer that 130,000 bet. I really do. I wish it was 129, not going to lie. But 130 seems juicy to me personally. Not financial advice, got to definitely say that. And I do like how you teed up the Polymarket selection that we were going to talk about today, other than us going rogue on whatever we wanted to talk about, because last time we brought it up, I started pulling some controversial topics to chat.
Hey, that's all right. That's my job. I got to keep us on track. I got to keep us on track as the producer. I think the Polymarket stuff is something that we're keeping an eye on. We might be making some more in-depth content on it when the time comes, but there's just too much in the crypto markets going on for us to kind of give effort there because the trenches are on fire. A little Pengu update. Well, it wouldn't be a meme coin rundown if we didn't do a little Pengu update, a favorite of the Crypto 101 pod. We talk about it a lot. Huge news breaking today, I believe, or yesterday. Pudgy Penguin earned its rear wings. The bird can fly. Not necessarily in the air, but it's going to be going fast because it is now an official sponsor, as you can see there on the wing, of an F1 team. I'm not a big F1 guy, so but cool. At Lassie and Williams Racing.
I've know never that seen F1 that.
Huge, huge around the world. And Joe, you were saying they're a little bit of a middle-of-the-pack team, but what are your thoughts with Pengu and F1?
I just think we're in October because Tebow was breaking Pengu news to me, and I'm like, what's happening? Like,
well, yeah. You're too busy in the trenches catching 10Xs. God, another rhyme on fire, boys.
Yeah.
And then and just I saw the Pengu news and threw it in the chat, and you were like, oh, my God, what team? I was like, I can't believe I'm breaking news to Joe about Pengu.
Yeah, Williams is a good fit for them because they're up and coming. They just got new drivers, Albin right there, and they got Carlos Sainz, who had a podium. So that's actually big news. And the colors kind of match because they're blue and white. They're colors, official colors. And Pengu is blue. So it kind of makes sense. I wanted them to be McLaren. McLaren's number one right now. They're going to win the whole F1 Constructor Cup. But they're orange and black, you know, and Pudgy Penguin doesn't fly with that. But this is great news because there's a lot of eyeballs in F1. And I believe a little bit of alpha to wrap things up here, Pengu-wise, is just to tie back to a previous kata we made, like Punk strategy, Pengu strategy. And what's happened is that they asked Luca Netz, the founder of Pudgy Penguins, what he thinks about these NFT strategy companies, kind of like the Michael Saylor strategies. And he said nothing. He's like, he's mum. And the inklings are that he was going to implement his own strategy with his own token, which basically what that means is that Pengu is set to fly once he activates these types of mechanisms for his own ecosystem. He could pull that lever if he wanted to. But these other tokens, like CryptoPunks, they don't have their own token. So other people are creating protocols to pull the levers for them. But Pudgy has that already in their own token. So there's just, they're doing cool stuff like F1 Racing, but they have it once they deploy, or if they deploy the DeFi Ponzinomics of crypto that we all know and love, then like Pengu's gonna fly.
Yeah, I think it's great alpha there, Joe, and great vision of, you know, never count out Luca Netz. The guy's obviously a visionary in the space, but he's definitely gonna announce on his terms. So it's something that we'll watch for sure. And then again, the NFTs and the meme coins are flying. NFTs have definitely been a little dormant recently. They seem to be waking up. Some news out of the Hyper Foundation for Hyper NFTs.
Oh yeah, this is huge. Hyperliquid essentially airdropped 4,600 wallets. The Hyper, it's like a little cat, Hyperr, Hyper NFTs. So if you were an early user of Hyperliquid, not only did you get a massive airdrop in Hype token, but now just, I think, Monday or Sunday night, they airdropped everyone these Hyper NFTs. And you're like, oh, that's great. Like, what's it worth? Like, $1,000, $500? No, cool 60K. And has buyers left and right. So there's a lot of speculation. There's going to be a lot of added utility to this. There's going to be added incentives. But if you were early in on this hype, Just checking out their protocol, something you could have did for freaking free, you would have probably been one of the first addresses. You would have got a massive Hyperliquid airdrop. In addition to that, you just get gifted, months down the line, a $60,000 NFT. Unfortunately, I was actually just outside that window, I think, of using Hyperliquid. So I did not get my first airdrop or the Hyper NFT, but hats off to everybody that did.
Yeah, Joe, any thoughts on that?
No, I mean, get on Aster. What if they drop $60,000 NFT? Let's go.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That would have been a hell of an airdrop to get. I know that another project, NFT project that we've talked about, Moonbirds, are they announcing a token, Burb? Is that what I'm seeing here?
They officially announced a token on Solana. We talked about this 3-4 times maybe on this rundown, and it did cause a pop in NFT price. They're notably a Ethereum project, but they're launching a Solana, which is great. Oh, I forgot my hot take, TiVo, because we moved on so quickly. I think Solana's going to hit all-time high before the end of the year. I think a Solana ETF is going to come out before the end of the year. Those are my hot takes. And anyways, that's just a word on Solana. Moonbirds, though, they're doing some fire stuff. And yeah, we'll keep a lookout for you guys for when the tokenomics come out for this token. But a lot of people anticipate it being like a five-figure drop, airdrop. So if you buy a Moonbird right now, it's cost north of like $12,000, something like that. But people anticipate that the cost will be covered by the Burb token. So we will see. They sold $1.7 million worth of toys in 24 hours. So I wouldn't put it against them. They have a fire community who's putting their money where their mouth is.
Yeah, I would say Moonbirds is, again, as somebody who kind of is the vibe guy, right? I know Brian gets excited when I like a meme because it's the vibe check. Moonbirds is up there. I like the vibe. Pudgy Penguin was always kind of my favorite. You know, when we were down in the dumps with the Pengu token, I scooped that up. So definitely something that you're going to want to tune in for. We'll keep you updated. You know, sometimes those airdrops are interesting where, you know, they turn into kind of clearing events and, you know, a lot of sell-offs in the beginning and all that. And I think that's what Luca Netz said in a lot of his interviews, right? He's like, I learned a lot from, you know, the airdrop and token event. So, you know, it's definitely bullish overall, but it's definitely an event that you need to watch, learn, stay educated, stay nimble. But that's what Brian and Joe are going to do for you, and we're going to cover it here on the Crypto 101 podcast. So let's see. Moving on, I see something from Larva Labs, boys. What's that?
I'm sweating bullets over this, not going to lie, boys. I think it's in 6 days from now on the 9th. quarter of an ETH. Art Blocks, who's the creator of Squiggles, creator of Fidenzas. They've created 499 curated generative art pieces. They're capping it off. Final one is finally coming. The last one was Jack Butcher. Now it's going to be Larva Labs. Larva Labs, if anybody's curious, is the creator of CryptoPunks, Matt and John. And they sold it to Yuga Labs and all that. But Larva Labs, anything they touch seems to do very well. And how fitting, Snowfro and the Art Blocks team are doing it with Larva Labs. We're going to get these generative art pieces. You can see in the video there of them actually developing them. They look absolutely fire. I actually put the wrong link in there. This is one that Tyler talked about. It was actually the link to Art Blocks, but the generative art pieces look great. I think there's like 450 of them total. Does it even say on there? But it's something I'm firing at. I don't know if they're going to appreciate. I don't know how they're going to do, but I want it. I want it bad. Whatever. I need to find out some details of how you get it. Is there going to be a white list? Is it just like old school days with first come, first serve? I'm going to be bumping the Gwei up in gas. But I'm definitely going to be locked, ready to go on October the 9th. I want it. I don't know, Joe. Do you have any thoughts or vibes about this one?
Not financial advice, but yeah, they're definitely appreciated. I don't know what you're talking about. Larva Labs and Art Blocks, last collab, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and then fire I see up. on the list here, Brian, underneath this, you have some bullet points underneath it. So is that related to this Larva Labs or
no? That's just actually I don't know. I think those are just some airdrops. Coming up. That should have been below that airdrops tab. We got some airdrops coming up. We talked about it last time we were here. Meteora as a TGE announced for October the 23rd. Monad, that's your on right now. They're talking airdrops again. The last link there is actually a past cusp call, the Bad Buns, if you want to click that link. That's Mega ETH, a chain coming out. We did this as a call to our community months ago. They were a lot lower. They were lower. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I own two of these. I've been holding on to them forever. But the speculation is you're going to be rewarded in the Mega ETH airdrop. We got tons of airdrops. I literally been going over airdrops for the past couple of days. We have the MetaMask airdrops. We have the OpenSea airdrops. We have the Abstract airdrop. We have Myriad. We got Mega ETH. It feels like it's airdrop season. It's lining up for October in this end of the Q4 absolute final push. So if you really want to learn more about that, it's something we're talking about all the time. We're talking about on these rundowns. But it just great news for anybody that kind of held their bad buns, because it sounds like Mega ETH is coming soon.
Yeah, and then kind of as we're approaching the top of the hour here, we can do a couple questions. I know if there's anybody down there in the chat that wants to fire some questions, we can get to those in a minute as we wrap up on our final topics. All right, fellas, the bottom of the sheet here, so much going on, so much to talk about that we almost overdid it. We already talked about the Punk strategy, so we'll X that out. What's this node strategy on BTC coming soon?
Yeah, so Node Monkeys is a top... I used to be a Node Monkey holder, had some unfortunate stuff happen, not anymore, but Node Strategy is coming out with a strategy. A lot of these NFT companies are now utilizing this meta. Again, not sure if it's a buy, not sure if it's something I would be going into, but there's a lot of strategies coming out. You can click that picture there too, TiVo. A lot of speculation, and I'm not sure if this is confirmed or not. Joe, you might know about the Goblin Town, Checks by Jack Butcher, The Good Vibe Club, Max Payne by Xcopy, Miladies. They're all talking about having these NFT strategies. And the reason I put them on the street sheet here is once these strategy coins come out, some might do really well. So it's just something to keep an eye on. These NFT strategies are definitely revitalizing NFTs, revitalizing meme coins, something we've been talking about forever. The integration of meme coins and NFTs are going to continue to evolve, and it's a great time to be taking a look at it. And when we talk about Xcopy, because I just mentioned the Max Payne, and for everybody who's curious, Xcopy is a premier digital artist. He's probably my favorite digital artist. I'm a grifter holder. So if you held one of these Max Payne NFTs or any sort of any sort of X-Copy NFT, you could have gone into their Discord. Shout out to Joe because he's the one who alerted me. And you could have clicked a raffle. Free to enter. You had a 1 in 60 chance to win. And you were able to get an X-Copy NFT for 3.3 Ethereum. And just overnight, I know a few more have sold. One sold for 15 ETH. So what I'm saying here is NFTs still have massive liquidity and demand out there, especially for the top collections. So for free, you could have entered a raffle. If you hit, you had to pay 3.3 ETH, not something cheap, but you're able to flip it for at least a $50,000 profit. Hats off. I did not win because if I did, I would have probably been in Vegas with TiVo tonight trying to double that 50 to 100. But, you know, it's just a good point in case to show the NFTs. And that last link, TiVo, on there, you can just ignore. That's pretty much, I think, clean for the sheet of what we're talking about. But meme coins, NFTs, the majors, what a time to be alive.
Yeah, I think Brian glazed over really quickly. And I don't think a lot of people understood what Brian was saying. But he mentioned a few things. He mentioned X-Copy, owning a grifter, Max Payne and friends. So he just calmly said that he owned a grifter. For those who don't know, a grifter is close to six figures right now. And that's like... Brian has a poster of it. He doesn't hang it behind his head because he doesn't get robbed, you know, get suggestion by you. But what he's saying is that for free, you could go inside a Discord and you could click on a raffle button and you had a chance of winning a $50,000 NFT. So these opportunities are available, and that might be better than the 10-15x in a meme coin. But these are here and people are winning it. And one out of a 42 chance to win a $50,000 NFT, like, who would click on that raffle button? I think everyone would, right? So we present those to our community. And then I told Brian about it, and he was like, hey, if I win it, man, we're doing something. Dang, I can't believe you didn't win it, though.
Yeah, I would have taken care of you, Joe, not going to lie. I had some plans, but I didn't win.
Well, we know there's always going to be another chance with you guys finding all the alpha in the trenches. We do have one question before we head out. From Noah Blue, always hanging around in the chat. Appreciate you being here, Noah. 100. He basically is saying, let's see what he said. It's a nice little write up here. I feel the community is very obnoxious. Damn, calling him out on social media, and the crypto bubble website has them as one of the better tokens of the week. Yeah, and I mean, I can pull it up here. I think off the top of my head, it was like a 30-40% winner, for the week. So 7 days, 36%. Let's see, the 1 month, only 16, 1 year, 550%. So can't be a hater on SPX 6900. I know Bryce was super early to that and got a huge win. Probably help from you guys too, right? It's something you called out. Any thoughts of, you know, SPX here? I guess you kind of, you know, that market cap, 1 billion, you definitely missed the early days of it.
Not XPX 69 specifically. I mean, it's one of the top ones for a reason. It's survived multiple cycles by this time. So I do like it in terms of a long-term hold. But I will punt or put a spotlight on one that I know and love, which is Nobody Sausage. And that, I believe, will be a great one for the next cycle, if you guys don't have eyes on that already. So yes, we do like XPX 6900. Bryce loves it, but we do like Nobody Sausage also.
Yeah, dude, the sausage, it just had something.
Oh, didn't make it on here. Jaritos. Jaritos, the drink, changed their profile picture to a Nobody Sausage.
Yeah, that was, let me see if that comes up if I Google it. I can't find it real quick to pull it up. But yeah, that was some fun Nobody Sausage news. Let's see, anything else? We got Josh. Joshua Lauer. Welcome, brother. I pulled my profits out, so we can't really talk about that. Virus, so do you think there's still upside in virus considering what weed did? I don't know. I don't think are you guys covering virus and weed?
I could talk a little bit about it if you, so.
Just call it W. Just call it W. I don't want to get us taken down here on YouTube. Just call it W.
Yeah, it's virus was by Pandemic Labs or something along those lines. I think it's like a $15 million market cap or something along those lines. It's kind of like a meme coin, game, burn, and buybacks. Weed was very similar, where it was like a Web3, like DeFi gaming meme coin, where you would like grow and harvest that product. And there was a meme coin with burn and buybacks. I didn't get in on either of those, but I do know a buddy that was like huge into that token and absolutely loved it. I haven't followed it closely enough to like give anybody like some really good insight, but there was a lot of buzz around it. I would be curious to kind of dig a little bit deeper, probably something I'll do after the rundown here. But they had similar mechanics with like flywheels and burn and buybacks and in-game mechanisms to give it like a unique tokenomics to it. And then obviously the tokens have unique names to it, which people meme out. But that's kind of my two cents on it. I'm not sure. I think Virus is actually getting smoked for the day, if I remember. I think I saw it down like 30 or 40%. So I don't know if I'd feel super comfortable diving in. I think there's a lot of other really great opportunities out there.
Yeah, the market's so hot right now. It is, I don't know, quote unquote, the best time of the year when the market's ripping. It's October. We're going into Q4. That's going to be our Friday show today, guys. We really appreciate you being here. Like, subscribe, so you don't miss any of the alpha. We're going to have another great show next week with Brendan doing the technical analysis on all the price action that you've seen this week. So don't miss that. And again, if you're interested, check the description for the $1 trial for Momentum Moneymakers. For TiVo, Joe, and Brian, signing off here from Las Vegas. I am about to go hit the craps tables and have a drink to celebrate October. Appreciate everybody listening and enjoy your weekend. Bye, everybody.